The Aftermess.
Dad's gone. It's the Aftermess podcast. It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
Joe Bees is on vacation. He's thriving. So the kids are left to play with themselves.
Yeah, we're about to find out if we're funny without Joey.
Yeah, we're about to find out really fucking fast. So instead of being productive and talking about stuff, we'd rather play a game.
Let's fill in the space, the time.
We'll
see how it goes.
Meh, here we go.
Let's test if Joey watches this shit. Because what if he does? What's something we could say about Joey? And then if anyone catches it, then they'll be like, oh yeah, he doesn't watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like an inside joke. We should have discussed this before. That's funny as
It just
fuck.
Came up in my brain right now because I'm like, wait, I don't think he watches this shit back. So this proves that he doesn't. So we can say whatever we want
He's
about him.
He literally said on the pod he does not watch it.
I know. So we could just say whatever we want about Joey right now. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. But then someone's going to tell him that we said it and then he's gonna go back.
I know, his ops are crazy. That man can't live in a day in peace. But okay, say something about Joey. Go.
The Jovella is very real. No, listen, no.
I know, fun.
You say something.
Okay, what's something fun about Joey? He in the studio, he just like randomly says shit out loud. I feel like he'll just be like editing and working and then he just randomly like says noises. I don't know. I'm just trying to find
Actually,
something.
Actually, you know what? Joey eats granola straight up.
And, oh my gosh, yes.
You should see the way he eats granola. It's diabolical.
He rips that shit. He grabs it from the bag. Wait, I'm glad this is a collector's space to discuss this.
Nobody say anything.
Don't tell Joey. Thank you. Okay, so yeah, here's the visual. Okay, he has a bag. He doesn't sprinkle it on shit. He has a full bag, a Costco bag, mind you. And he's editing whatever he's doing, Joey boy work. Grabs just fucking granola and shoves that shit in his mouth. But yet he hates when we crunch. But he lets that shit rip.
But if he can do it, but if we can do it and he has to do it.
We can eat granola at the same time.
At the same time.
As him. Yes. But that was niche. I'm proud of you. I was trying to think of something like that. That was good.
At the top of my brain, like, you're just straight getting like a prize thing, like a claw.
And then sometimes you have to go, Joey, there's a little bit on the beard.
Granola to eat with a beard like his is crazy.
And the way he eats it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's
see
if he finds
out. Nobody bring it up.
Yeah,
no
one bring it up.
Do not DM him. We'll just see if he brings this up at all next week.
That we made fun of how he eats granola.
Yes.
Like a toddler. So sometimes when he's dialing numbers also, he dials really like slow and he makes fun of himself and he's like, why am I dialing like a toddler? It's so funny. We'll hear like beep, 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 beep. And he's like, what the hell? So that's another thing he does. So don't tell him. And if you do, we'll know. So anyway.
Yeah, you're a fucking snitch if you tell him.
I'm telling you, his ops are freaking crazy.
No, for real. Some of y'all just be bringing up shit to piss him off.
I know.
I do not understand it.
Let the man live.
Yeah.
He's carried the valley for many years. Let him live.
For real.
Anyway,
let's have our fun. Now, we do have our digital guy, Harry, that's going to be on the show.
Whoop, whoop.
AKA Harry Russ.
Harry Russ. Yes, he has curly hair that he didn't let the locks out.
Fuck, man, that was for one day.
The locks down.
Oh, 2 days.
Take the bun out.
Yeah.
Take the bun out.
Right
do it.
Now?
Yes, take your bun out.
Yeah. Take your bun out. Ayo.
Take your bun out.
Take your buns out.
Oh, we need that in slow-mo.
You know what, man? You feel like you're going to be fighting for the Intercontinental belt in WWE.
Oh, wow.
Like Kane.
Look at the hair flow.
Yeah. So we're going to have Harry be a part of the episode because me and Sienna are going to do a game. I went to Target and I found this game called Quick, Quick, Quick. And it's basically kind of like a test your improv skills type of game where basically you have to, on each card, we'll describe it before we play it. So on each card, it says Quick, Quick, Quick. Name three things, blank. You know, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. Everything is up for grabs. We've never seen the cards. And I do want to point out that if you do want to get this game, I showed Sienna, the age ranges are crazy because it's ages 8 to 108.
Like, what That's wild.
I don't know if in the gaming field they're like, you can't go any higher than 108.
If you're blessed to be 109, fuck you. Yeah. You can't play this game.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance. If I've seen hope, it's this. It's the age limits on this.
Or was the last person to play this game
108. And they just cut it off at 108.
All right. All
right. Part of the test group.
Yeah, literally.
Test group. Okay, who's 108? Will this game stand the test? Listen, if my memory is that good at 108, mm-hmm. I'm ready to cook.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wait, we're kind of making this about us, and we have Harry on camera and Mike. Do we give him a stack?
Okay.
At least for one round.
Yeah, why don't we at least have him play
here,
around?
I'm going to give you half of my stack.
I don't
Mr.
think
Mars.
He's going to need that many. I think you can just give him like 10. So, oh, also.
Better safe than sorry.
If you're watching on YouTube, which you should.
Thank you.
There's a timer thing. So it's 45 seconds with this timer. And so when, I mean, me and Sienna played it.
We did one round.
Mm-hmm. And we only got through like 3 apiece.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? It was a little rusty because it was our first time playing it. But we did a test round. And then we'll see how it goes. But
rusty. I don't think we're going to be any better than what we did.
It takes a lot
did.
Of brain power, okay?
It does.
It really does. But we're going to do each 45 seconds because we're toying around of whether we wanted to do both within 45 seconds or those kinds of things. But each of us gets 45 seconds. So that way it's fair who can stack up more cards. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Does that make sense, Harry?
Gotcha.
Okay.
I haven't looked at a card, so I don't know what I'm
going to do. Well, neither have we. Okay.
Yeah,
so we only
yeah.
did one round and then we got rid of those cards.
Yeah. So they're not in these stacks anymore. Okay, they're in the studio.
And we haven't decided how many rounds we're going to play, but just enough to fill up the podcast, whatever's going to make us the most money on YouTube. So,
yeah, exactly.
Do we want to flip a coin with like who starts first? We'll have Harry's.
I have a coin flipping app.
Okay. You're that person?
Yeah, I'm so indecisive. I have a coin flipping app. So
when do you use that the most?
Just tell us a beer drinking
what to
app,
eat
too.
And then what I want to...
The beer drinking app?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was like 2010 when you got your iPod and then you thought it was so cool. No, but yeah, I'm so indecisive. I have... If I want to eat like Chick-fil-A or Cane's and then I... Not sponsored. I just like flip the coin.
When was the last time you used it?
Yesterday.
Because
I didn't know if I wanted a matcha or a chai latte.
So you flipped the coin.
Yeah, I was like... What tastes better? Okay, so in God we trust, shall we?
Yeah, okay, so
wait. Oh, wait. Are you heads or tails? So we'll do it between us first and then we'll have Harry go third.
I'll be heads.
Okay. Okay,
tails.
It's tails.
Okay, so you decide whether you want to go first or not. You want to go first?
I'll be the asker.
Okay, so yeah. There's an asker and an answerer. So you're asking me first.
Yes.
Okay. So here we go again. You should be watching this on YouTube. If you're watching it just, you know, on Spotify or Apple or whatever, it's probably going to be a disservice to you because mm-hmm. you'll be able to see our faces struggle in real time.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just have some fun.
Okay, yeah, I'm shuffling
again,
them poorly.
Dad's gone. We don't want to talk about anything serious. It's a fucking Friday.
Let the kids play.
Yeah, let the kids play.
Let's see. Got to prove to Dad we can hold it down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You ready, John?
Okay. Hold on. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Yay.
Ready? Go.
Okay. Quick. Say three things to pop a bike tire.
A knife, a tack, and a fingernail.
A fingernail? That's okay.
Like acrylic fingernail.
Okay. Quick. Say three. I'm sorry. I'm wasting your time. Say three things a snake might say to another snake. You have to hiss while you say it.
Yeah, I know. This is stupid. this is so overrated and his or her. I don't know.
That was all horrible. Yeah, I'm not counting that.
Why can't you count it?
You don't get a point.
You don't get to fucking decide. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the
You're
asker.
Wasting my time.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Say
three
back.
Things a mean mailman might say. Hey, did you just rewind your time?
I did.
Why the fuck would you do that?
So keep going.
Okay. I said it. Say three things a mean mailman might say.
That's not your fucking mailbox. Hey.
Hey buddy.
Fuck. Okay.
Sorry, we might argue in between. Disclaimer. So when we say 45 seconds, you might actually only have 30 because 15 of that is us arguing.
This is good. We're playing this out in real time. You're not allowed to follow up. You just let it be raw dog.
But whatever you said with the snake one,
who gives a fuck?
Me, because that didn't make sense. What did you even say?
I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't make sense.
But you can't like you would do it more than me. Just listen and just play.
Don't tell me to listen because now I'm not going to.
Just fucking relax.
But it doesn't make sense. It's a horrible answer. So why would you get the card if it's a bad answer?
It's not up to you.
Yes,
it's just
is.
A matter of creativity at that point.
Whatever. Okay, go.
Harry, right? Just play the fucking game. There's 45 seconds and you wasted 15
yeah,
of them.
You're like, he or she. What the fuck? Who? What snake would say that to another snake?
It doesn't matter. You can say whatever you want. Snakes don't speak, so technically I would have been right.
Play the fucking... That's what I told him. I was like, he has to hiss while he says it.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. Jeez, cheater.
Okay. No comments in between.
Okay, where'd I put my drink? Okay, down there. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't spilling it.
No comments in between. I'm just going to let you cook. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you hold the thing.
I'm going to talk myself. Like, you're telling me
it
that
literally
but it's
took
be me.
Us 5 minutes just to figure out how we wanted to play the game.
Okay. So tell me okay. when I rewind it or start.
Okay.
It.
You ready?
Yeah.
And go. All right. Quick. Say three reasons to move hotel rooms.
There's a ghost. The person next to you is having sex too loud. And the water's not hot. You don't have hot water.
Put that. All right. Quick. Name three celebrities you would want as president.
Meg Thee Stallion. Cardi B, actually. And then...
Literally name a fucking celebrity.
Martin Short.
All right. quick. Say three ways to stop biting your nails.
You get them done. You put chili on them. And you stick them in poop.
Okay, good. Quick. List three things in this room you could chew on. Ah!
That
was
okay. pretty good.
Okay. So you got three.
Okay. Well, we were arguing during yours.
Yeah, so that mine doesn't count.
Well, you also got three. Well, you probably would have got more, but we were arguing a lot. Yeah.
Okay. So that was our practice round.
Wait, we need to get Harry in this shit.
Okay, but that was our practice round.
Okay, okay.
So now, Harry, you see how it's done. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Who do you want to be your asker, me or JD? Probably JD.
It doesn't matter.
Sure.
There's a lot of pressure of reading out loud, too.
Where you see her fucking glitch, it was like
put the loading sign above my head. Not that easy. You'll see it right now. Watch.
It's gonna scale in every time you say and.
Okay, are you ready,
Harry? Put him on the clock. I'm sick of this shit.
All right, so now you see it. So, all right, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Oh no, hold on. No. Start it over again.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Go.
Go.
All right. Quick. Share three things you would not want to bathe in.
Oatmeal. Jello. And diarrhea.
All right, good. quick. Give three reasons to give your telephone number out.
You want to get with a girl. You want to sleep with a girl. And you want to take a girl on a date.
Okay, quick.
It's all the
give
same
three
things.
Reasons to wake up to your parents.
Say it again.
Give Fuck. Three reasons to wake up your parents.
Someone's at the door. I have to pee in your bathroom because mine's flooded. And I need to eat because I'm 5 years old.
Okay.
I threw up.
All right, quick. Give three reasons to shave your mustache. Okay.
I would never do that.
Okay. So the peak is three.
The peak is three.
Okay.
The peak is
three. I will say JD probably would have gotten at least one more if I wasn't fighting.
Yeah, no,
with
I probably
him.
Could have gotten six more if you would have fucking let me cook.
Okay. Well, your answers are so stupid. It pissed me off. Okay.
Should I try to be an asker of
yeah.
someone?
Okay. Yeah. You could be an asker. Okay. So do I go? I go again, right? Are we going to?
Well, I would go now, right?
Oh, yeah. You would go. Sorry. Yeah. I'm stealing your shine. I'm over here just.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
On. Yeah.
Should I shovel these or should I just go?
No,
no,
I mean,
you're
we
good.
Just got them
I
out
just
the
shuffled
box.
Them for pizzazz.
So, here we go.
Ready? Go.
Quick. List three hairstyles to do for crazy hair day.
Your hairstyle?
Wow.
Spiky hair and bleached hair.
Quick. Give me three questionable materials to build a house with.
Three questionable materials? A rubber hammer. like a flimsy board. Yeah, like a plastic board and...
That's dumb.
And,
questionable.
Questionable things. To,
yeah.
Stop fucking doing that. Just let me live. And I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, you're wasting your
I
time.
I know, I'm wasting so much time. And water.
No, that's stupid.
Go ahead.
That's not right, though. It's not questionable.
Three words that are hard to spell. Yeah. Necessary. Fuck!
Necessary was the first.
Necessary? Them two C's be fucking you up,
I
huh?
know. I never know if it's S's or C's.
Two C's or two S's.
All right. Yeah, what the fuck is it?
Okay, so now you're asking her. We'll just we'll keep this firing. That way we're just cooking.
Okay.
Okay, I'll hold the clock.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You're so funny.
I'm excited. This is fun. I like when it's my turn.
My turn.
Okay.
Ready? If you haven't seen The Office, you don't get it. All right, you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Quick. List three objects that are hard to hold.
A baby. Is a baby an object? A couch and a dolphin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Quick. Give three stupid inventions.
I'm trying to look around. A tripod. No, it's not stupid. Three stupid inventions. Pass. Can I do pass? Can I pass?
quick. Name three inappropriate places to blow bubbles.
To blow bubbles in church. Thanks, Sienna. Think. In church, in a restaurant, and at, no, not the zoo. In your boss's office.
Okay.
quick. Say three ways to get in trouble at the movies.
You're having sex in the theater. You're talking too loud. Damn it. Also, I just made up another rule. Can we pass?
No. Well, see, then I would have passed on mine.
Oh, okay. Well, I did pass.
Building. Okay.
And Harry went along with it, so he enabled me.
If you're watching this and you haven't played the game, we are making the rules as we go.
Yeah. Because we had
Because we should be able to adjust them. Okay. So
you guys are collecting these? Is that the way
I'm just holding on. Yeah. Okay. So the ones you asked me and I got. Keep those because I have three here. So how much should I get there?
Two.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So you got two.
And then,
so
JD got two, too.
Okay. Well. I haven't been keeping score like that. I have two different stacks here, and I don't
you
know which
idiot.
Ones. Well, I know you got three with me, so I got three there.
Uh-huh.
I think Harry got three as well.
Oh wait, yeah. These three are yours. I've
so
only
Harry,
asked
you.
Got
three. So Sienna's got three
for you.
And then, yeah.
Why do you have so many stacks? I only have one for you.
Well, Harry.
Oh, yeah. You did ask Harry.
Yeah.
Am okay. I the keeper of time now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's you and me now.
Okay.
Or are we doing it for Harry?
I don't know. What do we feel like?
Let's do it.
Okay. So I'm asking you now?
Yeah, you're okay. Asking me now.
Oh, well, then you're the keeper of time.
Okay.
Clearly, I don't know what's going on. Okay.
You'd be the keeper of time.
Well, I have to pick the cards
okay.
up. Okay.
Ready?
Ready? Set.
Go.
Go. Oh, sorry. Quick, share three ways to annoy a fly attendant.
Asking for a pillow. You gotta be cool, John. Asking for more cream for your coffee and getting up when the seatbelt sign is on.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, quick, name three gifts a pirate might love. Arg. Say it in a pirate accent. Go.
Arr, a wooden leg. Oh, a plank. And a swordfish.
Swordfish?
Yeah, food.
Okay. Food? Okay. Name. Wait, this is a long one. Name three people you would at least expect to walk in the door right now.
Cardi B, President Obama, and Marshmallow.
Okay. Quick. Say three reasons to jump up and down. The last one was long. Okay.
Yeah.
That comes fast. Dude.
That goes so
fast.
Fast.
So
is that 60 seconds?
It's 45 seconds.
It's 45. It's the biggest adrenaline rush ever.
You know, the key is to be cool, calm, collected. Mm-hmm. Don't be rushed.
Yeah, that ain't me.
Okay.
When the time is on.
If there's an opportunity to panic, I choose panic.
There's an opportunity to panic. All right, you ready? We're just going to continue to go here.
Okay.
Ready?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Ready?
It's my
here
turn.
We go. Well.
Oh, wait. Hold on, cheater.
Okay. Yeah, I know. All right, you ready? Here we go. Quick. Give three names you would not name your baby.
Shathid, because that sounds like shithead. Kyle and Respucia from Norbit.
Okay. Quick. Give me three reasons to stop on a road trip.
I have to pee, walk my dog, and change a baby's diaper.
All right. Quick. Give three reasons a giraffe would be sad.
Aw. Its neck isn't as long as the others. It doesn't have as many spots as a giraffe should have. It's too tall that you can't see.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
All right. Say quick. Say three made up magic trick names. Okay, so three is like the perfect sweet
spot. Did I get three?
Here. Yeah, you got three there.
I'm so sorry.
You did.
You get did wait, did I technically get three because I didn't finish my set? You said you got it. I was thinking in terms of like, you know, when there's a tall person at a concert and you hate standing behind them. But I was like, animals don't have concerts.
I knew what you were trying to say. So if you know what the person's trying to say.
Yeah, so that's another role we're adding. If you can understand what they're trying to get at, then yeah.
Okay, if you're just tuning into the podcast, we're playing Quick, Quick, Quick. It is a game that I got at Target. All right, Harry, you're up.
All right.
Here
Why
we go.
Why did you put that disclaimer in?
I don't know.
You acted like we're live on air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case.
Ready?
Ready? Here we go. Quick, quick, quick. Say three made-up magic trick names. You have no chance. Pass. Go to the next. All right. Pass. All right, quick, quick, quick. Three. Give three names for a pet turtle.
Sheldon.
Oh, I love that.
Arthur. And Billy.
All right. Quick, quick, quick. Say three things that make you sweat.
This podcast, just living life, and running a marathon.
I love
just
it.
Just living
quick,
life.
Quick, quick, quick. Share three things to ask a magic eight ball.
Will I get married? Will I die before the age of 60? And
or 108?
Am I going to be successful?
Wow. Dark. Say quick, quick, quick. Say three ways to make a cat happy.
Ah, damn. All right, okay. Let's go with that one next.
So to be honest, whoever gets four first wins.
I don't think it's possible.
Do we blame it on our reading skills? Because it's hard to read really quickly. Is no one else insecure about that?
I feel like
we
I'm
just go
really
back
fast.
To fucking Harry's dark ass answer.
Yeah, is there a podcast you need to be a guest on that you need to unpack all that?
Right. Will I get married? When will I die? Where will I make it to whatever?
Yeah, will I be successful?
Let's keep playing.
Yeah, that's
whose
that's
are these?
Dark.
Those are mine, I guess. Well, do I? Okay. I guess I can keep them.
Okay.
All right. Good job, Harry.
Thanks. I don't think we can physically get to four. I feel like we're reading as fast as we can, answering.
We're
as
already
fast
at 22 minutes on this podcast.
Oh, time flies when you're having fun.
I guess so.
I'm having so much fun. Hey, Decipher, you want to play? No, I'm kidding.
Wait, yeah. Hey, our boss is in his office right now. Decipher, do you want to play the quick, quick, quick with us? Just one round.
He said, "Shh, come on.
Will you play one round with us?
One round.
Come on.
Okay,
hey.
Come on out here. Perfect. So our boss is in his office. And so have you been kind of hearing what we're doing? We just read you the card names. And then you have to give us the three answers based on what's on the card.
Yeah, and you can be as creative as possible. It's more fun when you're creative versus like logical.
Is this how I'm going to debut on the
podcast?
Oh,
yeah. This isn't is that crazy? Decipher with a face. This is what he looks like.
This is our boss, Chris Hernandez. So if you have any issues, don't email him.
Yeah.
So.
Nope, email does not work. Thank you.
If you want to hear more Alex Warren, this is your guy. Okay. Start the timer.
Okay.
And we're ready. Are you ready? Do you understand? You understand.
Did
it's
you kind of hear?
It's just questions and quick answers.
You have to give three quick answers to whatever
to the
question
prompt.
Is.
Just as long as they're not dark, like Harry.
Yeah. Right? Okay. He can literally hear.
I mean, they can be, but we'll be worried. Right. Okay.
Decipher was on the phone with HR when Harry's like,
I know.
All right, you ready?
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Oh, that was Harry's question.
It All was right,
here
my
we go.
Arm like that. Okay, ready? Set, go.
Quick, quick, quick. Name three made-up yoga poses.
Jeez. The upward cat, the twisted sister, and the backwards donkey.
I love it. Yeah. All right.
Wait, those
quick,
are actually
quick,
fire.
Give three reasons not to go into the ocean.
Ooh, seaweed. sea life poops in there. And sharks.
Awesome. All right, quick, quick, quick. Share three things you would not want an email to say.
Oh. This is perfect.
Last minute meeting.
Okay, keep going. You have two more.
He's glitching.
He can only do two, but great job. Great job.
I was hoping he would be the one to get four.
I know. He's like, wow, you guys are freaking ridiculous.
I know. You guys are dumb.
No, it's... No, you just
the yoga one was
your
dope.
Brain just pauses for a second on those.
It's not as easy, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for stopping by.
There's his debut, Chris Hernandez, aka Decipher.
Subscribe, like, download on your favorite podcast app. Thank
there
you.
There it is.
That is dad. Joey's dad. We have dad.
He's the
dad.
Grandfather.
Grand. Oh, does he want to be like labeled like old like that though?
Wise
Godfather.
Godfather. All right, why don't we do one more round?
And then we finally get to life advice.
Yeah,
and then
we'll get to life
wrap
advice.
Wrap this sheet up.
Yeah. Okay. If you're just tuning into the program, we're playing quick. Get the game at Target. Not sponsored. But if you want to sponsor us,
yes,
we're down. Okay.
Oh, wait, you're the keeper of time.
Hey, this is for all the marbles.
Okay.
Let's just do it.
So lock in, everyone.
So everybody's gotten their practice rounds in. Mm-hmm. This matters. All of this matters. This is the round.
Watch all of us get four.
Yeah. When we lock in. All right, you ready?
Okay, ready?
Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Quick. Say 3 reasons to jump up and down.
We're number 1. I just got confetti cake. Uh-huh. And I just got a new dog.
Did you?
Another
that
dog.
Was 2.
Another dog.
Did you say 3?
Yeah. A confetti cake. Fucking give me the questions.
Okay. Give 3 reasons to build a grass hut.
A grass hut?
Yeah.
The weather. Uh-huh. I'm homeless. And I'm building some for a friend.
Okay, quick. Say 3 places on your body to put an extra finger.
My toes, my wiener, and my ear.
Quick, list 3 fun things to bring in a bath.
In a bath? A bath bomb.
Hurry.
A cheese stick.
Uh-huh, hurry.
And then a wallet.
Okay. Quick, say 3. You got 4. Okay.
All right. I'm telling you, when the lights are bright, I lock in. Sienna with the fucking follow-ups, dude. Well, asking me questions during
it. I was encouraging you to hurry up.
Let me just answer, though, because then I get my equilibrium thrown off. My back is sweating.
Your armpits are sweating. Honestly, when you... Oh,
shit. I'm locked.
When you just...
Shit. It's hot. It's hot in here.
No.
Give me 1 second. How was I gonna say nothing?
What a dick. Dude, and I'm under a vent. We have
No, you adjusted it. I saw your arm was sweating. I was like, oh, it is that serious. But I wasn't gonna say nothing. So when you called yourself out, it just all hit me.
I'm sitting in this chair, and when I leaned up, back.
You're just so sitting cold. In a puddle.
And I just felt like, you know, like with the moisture. It's like I laid down in a puddle, dude.
Woo, now I'm hot. And right before we started filming, he's like, am I under a vent? I was like, bro, you're under 2. And he was freezing.
And what a dick, you were going to point that out.
I wasn't going to, but you called yourself out.
That's so funny.
And so that's
rude.
What made it funnier. That's oh my so gosh. Rude. I was like, damn, you're really in this. Okay. Anyway, that was a...
Oh my God.
Okay,
you're
sorry.
You're such an asshole.
That's what it takes to get 4.
That's
what it takes to get 4.
You see what I mean? Like, I'm super hyper focused.
I'm not going to lie. When Decipher came in and he needed a mic, I was nervous to offer my spot because I know it's hot right here. Like, I know my... Like, if he would have sat right here, he'd be like, damn, he warmed this shit... Or she warmed this shit up.
You'd be so self-conscious.
So I'm glad he took Harry's spot.
Which is probably equally as hot.
At least you're sitting on leather. Is this leather? I don't even...
Do we have heat seats?
Yeah, heated seats. Oh my gosh.
Okay, Sienna's Woo! Turn. I'm so sorry.
My mascara is all smeared. Sorry, everyone. Oh God. Okay.
All right.
What were we doing?
All right. Okay. You're up, Sienna. And then Harry, Woo! your last round things
okay.
off.
Okay. Man.
Holy tits, dude. You're so fucking rude,
let
dude.
Let me check
you
my...
You wouldn't tell me if I had something in my teeth,
well,
would you?
I would, but you can't see your underarms. I only saw them because you
Well,
moved.
I only knew when my back was like a puddle. I'm like, there's just... Ain't no way. Fuck, I should have wore a black shirt, dude. This is crazy. Did you get God. That?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, here we go.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Some of my matcha. Can't let this go to waste.
Yeah.
All right. You have like 2 sips left. Hurry up. All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. All right, give three excuses for missing jury duty.
You fell in a puddle. Your car isn't working and you woke up sick.
Quick. Say three reasons you might close your eyes.
You're going to sleep. You're going down a fast slide. So you're like, ooh. And then you don't want to watch a car crash.
Quick. Share three things your mother was right about.
Ex-friends. She was right about that I would find a good husband. Mm-hmm. And she was right that I'm beautiful.
Okay, I think not right about, but three wow, things funny. You would not want on a pizza. Hurry!
Pineapple, a toenail, and a staple.
Yes! Did you say a staple?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Okay, that was four, Sienna.
Oh, fuck.
Let's go.
Okay, well, I guess you need to get four now, and then we'll call it even.
There's no shot I'm getting four, so it sounds like it's going to be sudden death between you two after.
Oh, my gosh.
Or. All right. Harry, please get five here, because then we'll stop. Yeah. We'll for real stop after
this. Don't say quick. Give him a little leg up.
You have to say quick. That's the fucking name of the game.
Okay.
All right, you right?
Do whatever you want.
Ready. Here we go. Start the timer.
Oh. Ready? Do that. Burp time.
All right, you ready?
Ready?
Yep. Quick. Say three things not to say to a bride.
You look terrible. That's not the one for you. Oh. And you could do way better, aka me.
Yes, quick. Say three things you would write in your diary.
Dear journal, sincerely, and I love my family.
All right, quick. List three questions to ask a clown.
Is that a real nose? How long did it take you to do that makeup? And are you a pedophile?
Awesome. quick. Share three reasons you would leave a date early.
I need to shit. I'm sweating my ass off like JD, and I don't like my food.
All right, quick, give it three.
How much did he get?
He got four.
Oh fuck! I jinxed it. You know what? We had fun today, guys.
Everybody wins. Everybody
wins. Great time.
The winner is all of us.
Again, if you're just tuning in, the game is quick. I got it at Target, and just to also clarify. This game is from ages 8 to 108.
Yeah.
So.
And our boss closed his door. He's like, I've had enough of this game.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That was so fun.
That was fun. I mean, enough to where we're sweating. So yeah.
I'm sweating profusely. I'm not like sweating. I'm like.
And I'm. Okay. Is that pillow moist?
Hey, I dare you.
No.
I dare you to touch this pillow.
No. I thought you were going to say like sniff it.
No. I dare you to touch
it. Is it
pillow.
Wet?
Just touch it.
Ew, it's like swampy. It's like...
Yo.
That... Joey, you're sitting in that next week.
Okay, I'll flip it around, Joey. You'll be all right. Ew, dude.
He's not watching this.
Gross.
I don't know. I know he's not watching this.
I could take a shit here. He wouldn't know this. All right. All right, here we go. All right, we got life advice. This is from Rich, okay? So Rich said, my best friend got me a job at his company, but now I'm secretively interviewing for a better position at their biggest competitor.
Ooh.
If I leave, it could seriously screw him over at work because, you know, he vouched for me hard. Ayo, do I protect my friendship or do what's best for my career? And do I tell him before I accept the offer or after? Ooh, well, if you already take it.
Yeah.
Sienna, you're probably closest
to
the
wheel. Harry, you will be Joey, just in case if it lands on Joey.
Yeah.
Ready? Good. Keep going.
It's gonna
going,
be Sienna.
Keep going.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Sienna.
He didn't mention anything of like money wise or.
Well, I'm assuming if it's a better position, he's probably getting paid more. Let's just safe to say.
I really want to go with the idea.
What would you do?
I think I'm a people pleaser though, so I don't know if this applies to everyone. I think I would just go with the position of working with my friend.
You would?
Yeah.
What if it was like a $15,000 raise?
I don't know. That's so hard. Because in my head, I'm compromising already. I'm like, okay, what if you work there for 2 years and then you're just like, oh, okay, I'm moving up in my career. I'm going to work for this other company now. But you can't do that because the other company is probably like, fuck you. We don't want you anymore.
I'm no lady talking out.
I don't know. I think off bat. Wait, off the bat.
Yeah,
let's not do that.
Right off the bat.
Quick. Is it off the bat?
Quick. What's the phrase? I never get phrases right, by the way. I think I'm going with just work with your friend, save you all the hassle.
I'm surprised. I'm not doing that.
Really? You're going to go with the better opportunity?
Because I'll be honest with you. If your friend is your real, like a real friend, if you were he did say secretly, but to be fair, it's not like you can give him the heads up. So I think you always have to do what's best for you, right? And then if you get offered this position and it's more money and you really feel like it'll better your life, you should give your friend a heads up.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a conversation for sure. I don't think it should be done sneakily.
Right, and not a heads up, but a, like, you kind of have to feel the water. Whenever I was about to take a position and I knew it was better for me, I would ask my close circle, right? And then I would ask that person and be like, hey, can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
And, you know, because I don't think a real friend would deny you, but you probably have to set up some barriers. I mean, like, if you're going to a competitor, that's where it kind of gets tricky.
To where, like, the friend probably, like, hyped you up and all these things.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a friend should do. And if you were great at the position, it's one thing. Like, what's worse? You leave for a better position or you were shitty at the job that they vouched for you for?
No, that's true. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. See, this is where my people-pleasing tendencies would ruin my life.
That's, well, yeah, I think you can still have that take.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't stay somewhere just because I'm trying to appease a friendship. It's not a wrong answer.
Yeah.
Because that's just you. Mm-hmm. I think it all depends on how cutthroat your industry is too, because you better be for sure that competitor will give you longevity because your friend, you get to work with your friend, which is very rare.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Joey always say? Joey always says quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So you factor in all of the things of quality of life.
Yeah.
And I think you just kind of go from there. But if you've been secretly, I mean, you have to do it in secret. Your biggest competitor is crazy.
Yeah, that's what makes it a little worse. Yeah.
And I don't think I don't think you're screwing him over if you give them the heads up.
And he hasn't been hired yet. Yeah. I think it'd be different if he got hired, vouched for him and everything. And then he's like, actually, this place is going to offer me more deuces. Like, we get two in.
And then you could be like, hey, I got offered something. It's a better offer. Do you think I can go to our boss?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he would do? He or she would do?
Yeah.
Like, if I presented this better offer, does that really make you look bad? And then, yeah, I mean, shoot, sometimes the grass isn't greener on the other side.
Yeah.
So maybe you are getting more money and it's a better opportunity, but you don't get to work with your friend. It's the biggest competitor, so you can't really talk about work.
Yeah.
That's
and then
a conundrum.
What if the environment at the place that pays more sucks versus getting hit a little less?
And if you don't know, then sometimes you do have to pass up on the bigger opportunity and hope that maybe in the long run it works out.
Yeah.
So that's a gut question. You have to ask Rich, you have to ask your gut, like your gut feeling. What is your gut telling you?
Or Harry, you tell them what to do. We had two answers here. Which one would you do?
So what I would do is I would tell them that, hey, I got this opportunity on the table and it's offering me XYZ. So it's really tempting for me to do it, but I don't want to leave you high and dry. Is there any way we can match what their offer is?
Oh, we negotiate.
Or if I go and I hate it, will you please take me back with open arms. Just letting him know ahead of time that, like, hey, this sounds like a good opportunity, but I don't want to fuck you over.
There's cake. I want to eat it. Yeah. Can I eat it?
Can I eat it too?
And then come back to the cake. Will you put the cake in the fridge? So then if this cake isn't good, I can come back. Kinda. I don't know, Rich. You kind of have to go for your gut there, man. You have to feel out the situation and really, I would ask the questions of that other workplace and their culture and ask all of the things. Don't leave any stone unturned. And
oh, I like
I know,
that.
Right? And I said it right. I know.
Yeah,
it.
That was philosophical. philosophical. Wait, how the fuck you say that? That came out so effortlessly, too.
One more try and then we'll
philosophical.
Help.
Philosophical. What the fuck did I say?
Well, just say it. And that's how you said it.
I don't even remember. It just came out. I thought I was saying
that
it
was
right.
That was so
philosophical. What did I say? Physiological? What did the fuck I say? Anyway, Rich, do what you want.
That was so Rich. Good.
If you were a real valued employee.
That like just came out too. Okay. I was genuinely trying to say philosophical.
Okay.
Anyway.
She's about to have a stroke.
Yeah. This whole game's going to make me have a stroke.
That was so fun.
It was so fun.
That game was so fun. Okay. We were asking each other this in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
to each other. Mm-hmm. But I guess we'll ask Harry now. If you could change one thing about yourself outside of the obvious, what would you change?
Yeah.
Like
outside
the
obvious.
Obvious thing.
Yeah. Hmm.
You could change one thing about yourself.
Obviously, outside the obvious.
Yeah, outside the obvious. Mm-hmm. What would that be?
What would be the obvious?
Yeah, what would be the obvious?
What do you mean?
What's the obvious?
Outside the obvious.
Yeah.
One thing I would change is that maybe I wasn't so focused on my own life versus, you know, spending time with my family back home in Michigan.
Wow, way to make him get real deep, JD.
That's pretty good. But that's not the obvious thing.
Yeah.
No. What is the obvious thing, JD?
Sienna?
I can't.
What?
Stop.
Don't say it. Come on. The obvious.
Right.
What's the obvious?
I'm trying to figure this out.
I can't look at you.
What's the obvious, dude?
Shit.
Don't look at me.
Why are you crying?
I don't know what the obvious
If you could change anything about yourself except for the obvious, what would it be?
No, I'm sweating.
All right, it was just a prank.
We're just fucking with you.
We're just fucking with you. There was this guy on TikTok, and he asked his girlfriend, hey, if you could change anything about yourself outside of the obvious, what would it be? And she's like, what the fuck is the obvious?
And she goes, I would change that
I don't abuse you.
That I don't abuse you. But when you try to like not laugh, the look you get. So, you know. Anyway, we had fun.
All right. It's the Aftermess podcast. We had a little fun, did something a little different this week, played quick. So hopefully you enjoy that. Hopefully you watched on YouTube because if you just did it on audio, it probably wasn't. Maybe it was more fun.
Yeah. And tell Dad we did a good job without him. But don't tell him the things we told you at the beginning.
Right.
Let's see if we have loyal people.
Keep it to yourself. Like, subscribe, and follow the Aftermess podcast. We'll see y'all next week. The Aftermess.